HarperCollins presents Hot Not Bothered by Harper Ford, read by Gabrielle Glaister. Chapter 1. You know the phrase, I don't give a fuck? When you're well and truly at the end of your tether and have nothing left to give. Well, I'm there, with bells on. Listen, I don't swear much, usually. I'm not, as my mother calls it, a potty mouth. Or at least I never used to be. The odd bloody and shit and a wanker or two. But in the past year or so, as my health has declined, my rage has inclined. That's to say, I feel like a bloody volcano about to erupt. I heard my daughter say to her boyfriend the other day, I really don't give a fuck. And I thought, yes, that's me. I have no fucks to give. My fucks are deceased. The supply of fucks I once owned are no more. My fuck bucket had a hole in it, and it's totally depleted of fucks. If Mother Teresa came begging at my door for all the fucks I have to give, I'd have to send her away empty-handed. I'd say, zero fucks are available at Heidi's house. I'm Heidi Hobbs, and I'm fresh out of fucks. My usage of the word fuck has gone from about 5% to 75%, in my head, anyway. I rant inside my head all the time, yet rarely does it reach my mouth. If someone as much as looks at me funny in Tesco car park, a diatribe of epic proportions detonates in my mind and buries them with an avalanche of invective designed to kill. But on the outside, mild-mannered Heidi simply gives an awkward smile. Inside, they're dead meat. But I'm not sure how much longer I can keep it all in. I've never known such rage. Where's it all coming from? Maybe I should take up kickboxing or axe throwing. I need some way to channel this anger, because otherwise I'm going to rival Old Faithful, the explosive geezer in Yellowstone National Park. That lucky bastard gets to shoot forth boiling water hundreds of feet into the air 20 times a day. I never used to feel like this. I never used to have this anger. I feel like I'm devolving into some kind of cavewoman. I'm not even sure who I am anymore. Who the hell is this Heidi Hobbs? Well, the facts are that I'm aged 52, a mother of two daughters, divorced and single. I work as an administrative manager at a college, and I'm devoted to my home city of Oxford. When I'm dead, my life's ambition is that they'll write about me late of this parish in the Oxford Times. Sometimes I feel that day will come sooner rather than later, because recently my health has fallen off a cliff. I feel crap most of the time, and it's getting worse. I'm wondering if it might be the menopause, only because I keep getting spells where I feel really hot. They call them hot flushes, don't they? Or hot flashes, one of those. Maybe I am menopausal. I've got a Mirena coil in, so I don't have periods anyway, so I wouldn't know the menopause if it came up and bit me. I'm woefully ignorant about it. But anyway, whatever the hell is happening with my health these days, life goes on and the kids still need dealing with, and my job still needs feeding like a ravenous beast, and the flat needs cleaning and tidying. The washing and ironing won't do themselves. Dinners won't spontaneously combust and fly over to the kitchen table, like a scene from Sword in the Stone. And hasn't every mother who's watched that movie with their kids wished they'd had a magic wand that could do the dishes and pack up their whole house into a carpet bag? Stuff needs doing. Life is bloody long and hard, and will take every iota of strength and enthusiasm you have to keep going, to push through, to give a fuck. And I used to give a fuck about that. But today...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?